Welcome back to the High Impact Physician Podcast. Hey, if you're not dealing with change right now, you can go ahead and skip this episode. But for the 99.9% of us that are managing and leading change right now, this is 15 minutes of pure insight just for you. On this episode of our open book series, Sandy and Dr. Kara Beatty, who's a CMO in Washington State, give you the insights you need from the Heath Brothers' new book, Switch: How to Change Things When Change is Hard. Sounds relevant? Spoiler alert, Kara's bringing the heat on this episode. Her and Sandy are digging into why resistance to change is often due to a lack of clarity. They're talking about challenges between providers and support staff, talking about how slowing down can lead to more alignment, kind of counterintuitive. They're talking about a simpler approach to big challenging problems. Hint, it's not big challenging solutions every time. And they're getting into more. How they covered all this in 15 minutes, I'm not sure. So let's go ahead and get into it.
You are welcome. I think I'm looking forward to this conversation for a couple reasons. I was thinking about this. First of all, you've been a physician leader in multiple healthcare systems. And maybe even more importantly, I'm looking forward to learning from you because I know you're very person-centered, you're very outcomes-focused, and I also know you have this great appreciation for beauty and excellence. So I'm looking forward to learning, and we'll jump right in.
Excellent. I am ready. Thanks for the conversation.
So I kind of want to play a little bit of a guessing game myself. So I don't want to hear about the book yet. I thought what we could start with is, maybe we'll back into this by having you share a story, maybe a scenario, a challenge, or some kind of situation where something was not working.
Being in healthcare, those kinds of situations come up so regularly. It is just such a challenge to deliver healthcare in a way that, as healthcare providers, that we all feel passionate about and feel proud about. And there's been both big and small issues that have come up. One in particular that very often comes up is the teamwork between a provider and their support, whether that be a nurse or a medical assistant. And that's been a common issue across a number of groups where I've had the privilege of working.
Boy, I'm so grateful you're giving voice to something that we will sometimes just talk about or around, but not name it. So thanks for naming that. Okay, so let's go in for the reveal now. Tell us a bit about the book that you want to recommend and maybe the concept that you applied to that challenge.
Okay. So the book that I'm going to recommend, people who know me will not be surprised by this. It's called Switch: How to Change Things When Change is Hard. And it's by Chip and Dan Heath. And when I first read the title of this book, How to Change Things When Change is Hard, that just hit me in the chest. I thought, wow, that just feels like the story of my work on a day-to-day basis, because change is so hard and so exhausting. And the first time I read this book, I just had so many aha moments that really changed the perspective that I brought to implementing change in a way that both felt more effective to get the outcomes that were needed, but also, and I think more importantly, really helped me to honor the people and what they were bringing to their work and really see what they were doing and what their struggles were from an entirely different lens. And it ultimately really has allowed me to get a team aligned and working in the same direction towards the same goal.
I just noticed my breathing shifting. Like when we got started, I was like feeling really excited. And as you're talking, my breathing just got slower. I think when you mentioned this idea of changing our own perspectives and almost that vibe of slowing down a little bit so we can get aligned just seems so counterintuitive in today's world. Tell me a little bit more about how that concept, or maybe how that book personally impacted you.
So there's three big concepts in the book. One of the main concepts that they pull out is actually from a different book that I think is called The Happiness Hypothesis. And it talks about the elephant and the rider. And what they mean by that is that the elephant is the big, strong, emotional strength that people carry. The rider is the more objective, rational part. And I think we all assume that the best way to do our work in healthcare is to really rely on the rider, to rely on the analytics and rely on information, rely on educating people. And what this book describes, which was so in line with my own experience, is that is necessary, but almost never sufficient to really bring a team to the change that is needed. You really need to engage their passion and their energy and that really big emotional connection. The beauty of healthcare is how easy that is, because all of us in healthcare, I believe this from the bottom of my heart, are inspired to make people better and to make people feel better. And so we are so fortunate in healthcare to be able to have such an opportunity for inspiring teams around the work. So that concept of elephant and rider has served me very well. The other big concept that they talk about is clearing the path, and how really people so often want to do the right thing. And often what feels like resistance to change is actually a lack of clarity. I think that's also very true in healthcare, where our healthcare system is so complicated and often wellness and disease can be so complicated. And so if we can support our teams and our patients in getting to clarity and making it easy for people to do the right thing, that can be really powerful. As part of the rider and elephant and clearing the path, the other concept that has resonated with me and has allowed me to solve some problems is really thinking about a big complicated problem doesn't necessarily require a big complicated solution. And as part of clearing the path, it really does help to think about how it's more often a sequence of small changes that really can get you to where you need to go.
Okay, we should have come up with this condensed open book idea so long ago. I am sitting here really inspired. It's been like less than 10 minutes. I love that. The happiness hypothesis, clearing the path, and think about chunking things down. I'm totally picking up on some of these counterintuitive ideas, like don't just rely on the rider, how to slow down and get aligned. Talk to us about another maybe counterintuitive idea you took away from the book, or a new thought that kind of surprised you in some way.
There was a particular line in the book about the other thing, in addition to the lack of clarity sometimes coming across as resistance, the other part that can play a really big role is exhaustion. And I think right now, when we look across our healthcare teams and everything that we have been trying to navigate, and then the pandemic on top of it, it's no wonder burnout is such an issue for us. This book does a really good job of talking about research behind change and really how exhausting it is to be aware of something and to do something different than we've always done before. One of my teachers a long time ago brought up a great example that I thought of, which is when we criticize people for not being willing to change or not adapting change quickly enough. Think about the last time you moved your trash can in your kitchen and how often you went back to the original place where your trash can had been. And I think it just really reminded me that so much of what we do is unconscious. We don't have to spend a lot of discipline or energy around doing what we do because it is pretty routine. When we want to do something different, it does burn up some mental energy. And when we put that on top of everything else that we are doing, we really need to acknowledge the cost of that. And that brings me back to another concept that mattered to me so much about this book, is that people don't come to work not wanting to contribute. And so often it's easy to blame the person, and it's easy to make assumptions about a person's motivation or commitment or skills. And I think it is really important for all of us in leadership roles to really step back and think about what else might be a factor and what we can do as leaders to really, again, make it easy for them to do the right thing. In doing that, we just lift people up and show them how they can be successful.
Okay, I'm so writing down that line. What can we as leaders do to empower people to do the right thing? I mean, that's just a win-win-win for teams, for leaders, for organizations, for the people we serve. I love that line.
It absolutely is. And I think we're sometimes blind to how often we think about when we don't give people the benefit of the doubt. I think about meetings where I have observed kind of the rolling of eyes at people for maybe not being on board, or, you know, some whispered comments about how people maybe aren't trying or don't have the skills. And I think, you know, it's better for culture and it's better for team members and absolutely better for patients when we don't go to the negative, where we really think about what's possible and really acknowledge really what's the power of a team when we look at what everybody is contributing.
Oh, so good. I'm loving this. My posture is even taller. I'm sitting up with a straighter spine. I'm like, yes, yes, yes.
Conversely, I'm leaning close to the screen, trying to really, you know, passionately engage the screen here.
That's good. That's good. So I love the three concepts you brought up. And so this next question might be related to that or different. But I imagine if you were to make some kind of short cheat sheet, or like your own notes that you took away, what are the three things you would write down about this book?
I actually did, in fact, make a few notes as I was revisiting the book this week, which I have to say thank you, because it was a really fun thing to pull it off my shelf and refresh myself a little bit. But one is direct the rider. And as a note under that, I have noted find the bright spots. The second is motivate the elephant. And the third is clear the path. And underneath that, I have tweak the environment and script the critical moves. So tweak the environment essentially means make it easy. And script critical moves to me means make sure you are really clear about what needs to happen to make this change successful.
I am so writing my own cheat sheet. Love it. Okay, bringing it home, how might you summarize this book in, say, 50 words or less?
The way that I would summarize Switch would be to say, think about the situation and think about how best to set up a person for success in that situation, and to be respectful about how human nature works and figure out a way to use that to your advantage. Again, I think in healthcare, I've worked in healthcare my whole life, but my bias is still that this works in healthcare more easily than with anything else, because it's really easy to be inspired about what's possible in delivering healthcare to our patients.
So good. I feel like listening to you reminds me of what it sounds like to bring love, curiosity, and leadership all together in creating the future of healthcare. It's so good to hear your voice, to hear these perspectives. And thanks for a mini teaching lesson for me. I have read some of Chip and Dan Heath's books, but I have not read Switch. So I'll be hopping on Amazon at the end of this call.
I can't recommend it enough. It's honestly one of the books I recommend most and is certainly in my top five for work-related books.
So good. Well, thank you very much and have a great Friday. Have a great weekend.
This was so fun, Sandy. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. I've enjoyed every minute.
Thanks for tuning in. Do you like this open book series we're trying? If so, it would mean the world to us if you left us a review or rating where you listen to podcasts. And if there's a book you'd like us to cover, just send us a quick email at support@sandyscottllc.com with podcast in the subject line. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, here's to leading and living on purpose.